A new group in State College called Trailhead is working to make Center County a more vibrant, interesting place to live. WPSU intern Sarah Paez reports.
Spud Marshall was hiking with his dog, Bodie, at Rothrock State Forest when he got the idea for Trailhead. He realized there was no place in Center County that acted as a guide for community engagement and change, like a trailhead sign guides a hiker to a trail. Through his work with the community, he says people often tell him they don't feel connected. They say things like,
I just wound up here, right? I got sucked into State College. Or, I'm stuck in the Beaver Avenue bubble. I actually don't know much about the Center County, right? Or, it's always a football town. It's always a drinking town.
That's where Trailhead comes in, he says.
Trailhead serves one common purpose. It's how do we make Center County an awesome place to call home?
The idea behind Trailhead is simple. Open a house in downtown State College to be something like a visitor center and gathering place for people who live in Center County. Then, get together a bunch of friends who are interested in seeing cool things happen in the community. Have them all chip in $100 a month to fund a grant every month. For example, Marshall says, if you love rock climbing but can't find other people to go with, check out the Trailhead House.
A trailhead guide would be able to say, hey, here's this individual. They have these secret bouldering trips that they do once a week type of thing. You should get involved with them.
Marshall says Center County is the perfect place to try something like Trailhead because people can see the change they want to affect without getting lost in the crowd of a big city.
A community like State College, and especially other university towns, have this perfect blend of both worlds, right? You have all the resources, you have all the culture of a big city, and the dimensions of a small town.
Marshall and his team put out the call for Trailhead in February, and within a month, they had 30 people signed up to be founding members. Once they find a house to rent, Marshall says the Trailhead team will all pitch in to renovate it.
I really think that community-driven initiatives where everybody's lending a hand in some way, in that barn-raising capacity, have way more longevity and sustainability to them.
Everything Marshall talks about centers on community. Every month, he and his wife host a potluck to bring people from different parts of the community together. In April, they were brainstorming ideas for a project to submit to Trailhead for $1,000 grants. Some of the ideas that got tossed around range from the practical to the silly. One group discussed how to break up hate groups and channel that energy into something productive.
Community band camp.
Community band camp.
For racists.
Other groups talked about ways to make streets safer for pedestrians and how to help lonely people in the community. One group had an idea to spread positivity. They said they would declare a super friendly waving day where everyone in town would be encouraged to wave to each other. And one designated person would have $100 in their pocket.
So if I wave at the right person, then boom, it pays to be friendly. Like it literally pays $100 to be friendly.
Irene Miller is the VP of Membership Engagement at the County Chamber of Commerce. Center County Commissioner Mark Higgins helped out with this idea.
One person every Wednesday for 10 Wednesdays is going to get like a gift certificate or something for $100.
Some of these ideas may become a reality. The first grant selection party for Trailhead will be May 30th, and a winner will be announced Friday, June 1st. But the deadline for submissions is rolling, so anyone can submit an idea at any time, and the Trailhead team will award a grant to the best idea every month. Marshall says he can envision Trailhead expanding to different parts of the county, giving each different community the ability to gather and produce change-making ideas.
What if you had these equivalent of a ranger station in communities all over the place, right? So you've got one out in Bowlesburg, you've got one out in Pine Grove Mills, like they're kind of scattered around the town so that, you know, oh yeah, the Trailhead, that's where I go to meet to find people who want to shake up the status quo and do some really innovative things together.
For WPSU, I'm Sarah Paez.